I am John Biggs, and this is Experts on Call. And you don't often run into a man or woman who works in the contracting field who actually write a book. You know, it doesn't happen all that often, but I've got a book in front of me called A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, and it's actually co-written, I guess, by our guest today, Bobby Asadourian, and also Trevor Bouchard, and I'll let Bob tell you a little bit more about Trevor Bouchard as we get into the conversation, but let's get you up close enough to the microphone so you don't have to shout, and welcome to a guy who's going to be here on a regular basis, I guess every second Friday. You'll be here, right, Bob?
Yes, definitely. Look forward to it.
Bob Asadourian, and we're going to call the segment Just Ask Bob, as well as Experts on Call, and you'll be able to call in with whatever question, right?
Anything. Indoor, outdoor, home improvement projects.
Right. And not anything. Like, he's not giving out romantic advice. But
not on this show.
But one of the subjects we'll cover today is the home renovation tax credit, of course, which has been on a number of people's minds. We're kind of hoping that the government might extend this, or somebody might be able to talk him into extending it through 2008, but we'll get to that as well. But welcome. Thanks for being
here.
Thank
you. Now, the home renovation tax credit, it does expire out. It's only for this year.
Yes.
Now, let's all hope and pray that they continue it. Mm-hmm. This is one of the best things to come in a long, long time with the housing market as it is. This will help a lot of people. Very important that they extend it.
Yeah, it would be nice to see them do that, because they certainly haven't given us a long leash on this.
No, not at all.
At this point. So let's talk first of all a little bit about Triple R.
Yes, Triple R is we're a general contracting firm based from Hamilton. We've just recently moved to Stony Creek. The three R's are repair, rebuild, and renovate.
Mm-hmm.
We know we pride ourselves on being able to do anything from small repairs right to a whole renovation project. But most importantly, we do have valid City of Hamilton trade license, full commercial liability, and WSIB. You know, these are the three building blocks of what any contracting firm should have.
And for those who don't know, what does WSIB stand for?
Oh, yeah, Workplace Safety Insurance Board coverage.
Right.
A homeowner is ultimately responsible for any tradesperson, anybody working within their home.
Mm-hmm.
By having valid Workplace Safety Insurance Board coverage, if there is any injury on our part, our employees, our sub-trades, it alleviates any responsibility on the homeowner's part.
I want to go back and talk a second about being licensed through the City of Hamilton.
Yes.
And carrying one of those cards that you showed me yesterday when we met and talked about this. Now, you said a number to me that I find difficult to believe.
It's hard to swallow.
I guess it's not difficult to believe. What it is for me is it's shocking, because I can see where it must be true, because you hear of so many cases of fraud and people have no recourse if you're not licensed and if you don't carry this kind of coverage. And that is 13.5%.
Correct.
Of the people, approximately, of the people who do this for a living.
Doing our own internal studies, past 6 years, I meet with anywhere from 50 to 100 homeowners a week.
Right.
Based on speaking to these people, 13.5% of contractors or trades that have presented a quote to homeowners have a valid city trade license. The majority of homeowners have no idea what it is.
That's 86.5% who don't carry.
That don't.
Yeah.
The issue is it's difficult to enforce. The city has other things on their plate, things they may consider more important. It really does become a situation of buyer beware. Homeowners must be educated, look at the license, ensure that your tradesperson or professional is showing it to you. This leaves more or less a fingerprint with the municipality. You can call the municipality. If a contractor has a trade license, that means he has a valid police clearance.
Mm-hmm.
This contractor's in your home before you leave for work, and he should still be there when you're coming back from work. You have valuables. You have children. He'll come with a police clearance. The city ensures upon renewal each year that he has valid commercial insurance. It's very, very important.
Because it means, first of all, that he's bondable.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Having a city license is the beginning. It means you can be bonded or you are bondable. It's very, very important. I mean, it shows that the contractor has the proper coverages in place. He's working to build his business. He's not fly by night. He's not doing it part time.
And let's talk a little bit about some of the risks that a homeowner who wants to do improvements on their home, build another room on their home or whatever else. Let's talk about the risks at which they put themselves if they don't have someone who has these credentials.
Well, if he doesn't have a city license, he won't have a police clearance. Now, again, that's debatable. But as a homeowner, I would feel better knowing that the individual that's working in my home has a police clearance. Liability insurance, very important. He could damage a window. He could be in there for a $2,000 job, cause $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 in damage. He could flood your whole home if things go wrong. Now, in most cases, if he doesn't have the insurance and the job was minuscule or at the light end of cost, is he going to turn around and give you back five to ten times that amount of money in the damages he's caused? He could flip a ladder over and break your neighbor's window. Now, having $2 million liability coverage in place ultimately protects the homeowner. You are not at risk any longer. Same with workplace insurance board coverage. If he cuts his finger off, if there's an accident, you, the homeowner, ultimately responsible and at risk of a lawsuit.
Right. If he falls off his ladder.
Yeah, you're responsible.
In your house.
See, homeowners won't believe it. Homeowners can't swallow that one item that they're paying him. He's a professional. He can turn around and claim liability against them via their homeowner's insurance. So it's very important. Do your homework. These things must be checked.
Right. And that means that if you're looking for the bottom price on something, you might find that you end up paying a whole lot more through the nose.
Exactly.
And I'm not, and this is not me saying that you're expensive, because what happens with you is you're the kind of guy, again, through conversations that you and I have had, Bob, that you'll go out and do, you know, you'll fix somebody's toilet for $80 or whatever it is that it takes.
It's all integral to meet and greet. You have to meet people. The vast majority of general contractors, they won't show up at the door if it's a job less than $2,000. I'll go down for 80 and up. I will meet somebody. I will fix a toilet. I will do something small. These people remember me. These jobs have led to doing a full basement, kitchen, or bathroom. It's very, very important. We live in troubled times. Steel industry, auto sector. The market's going to be flooded with contractors. See, the auto sector and the manufacturing is very well full of very smart tradespeople. They were tradespeople at one point before they got out of it.
Right.
Now, we're in troubled times. They're going to become the new class of weekend warriors. They do not have licensing, do not have insurance in WSIB. Their rates will be phenomenal. Nobody legitimate will be able to match them or beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the people. This is the competition factor. But a homeowner must realize, no matter what type of cost savings they're going to be afforded, is it worth the risk?
Right. And in a lot of cases, how long have they been out of the trade? And when's last time they practiced?
Oh, exactly.
What kind of quality work are you getting?
Will they follow up when they're called back to the steel plant? Will they follow up on warranty work?
Well, let's talk about you. One of the things in your book, and there are some, it's a really easy to read book.
Thank you.
It basically, in layman's terms, if I can use that to make it easy for people to understand, you've got five foolproof tips on how to find a contractor. And your first one is find the right referrals. A lot of people say, yeah, well, I want to get referrals, but they don't follow up. Let's talk about that.
Following up is so important. You see, typically a contractor will provide three references, three referrals. That's not enough. I firmly believe you should supply 10 plus. They should vary. Go down and visit the referral. Look at the job. I supply 10 to 12 referrals in my standard referral sheet, and I can also, within a reasonable appointment time, with the homeowner's permission, at least bring a customer to see three job sites in person. You have to ask the individual, were you happy with the end result? Was the job paid more? Did it exceed the price quoted?
Right.
Was the contractor clean? Was the contractor timely? Would you hire the contractor again?
Yeah, cleaning up after themselves in a lot of cases is a really big thing for contractors.
Well, it's a big thing. Contractors want to pack up and get on to the next one.
Yeah.
Everything today is go, go, go.
Yeah, I've been both lucky and unlucky, and I'll bet you there's a million stories just right here in Hamilton of people who can share good and bad stories. But I'll tell you what, rather than share the good and bad stories, if you've got questions, you can just ask Bob at either 905-645-3200 or 1-877-820-2426, #820 on your Bell Mobility today. So not only looking for customer testimonials, but one of the things that you mentioned throughout this, when you're looking for a contractor and the tips that you provide, is find a referral that has something to do with the kind of job that you're doing. Don't let the contractor just provide you with five referrals of people saying, oh, they were great, they were this, they were that. But the kind of job you're doing, get a response from people who
exactly.
You work for.
If you're looking at having drywalling done, don't call on the referrals that were simply, say, plumbing or tiling.
Right.
In my referral list, because of the fact, again, that's the other reason why it's not good just to give out three referrals. I give nearly a dozen because it variates. It's one end of the spectrum to the other. So there's a referral in there for tiling, a referral in there for kitchens, four bathrooms, four decks, four doors, four windows. It's important. And if you call the contractor's referrals and absolutely none of them apply to what this contractor's quoting you the work for, maybe he's new at it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's going to be practicing on your home. Maybe he hasn't done it before. So right. That's why the wide variety is important.
Maybe the Better Business Bureau is after him.
That could be
it,
too.
And that comes back to your next point, which is, again, what we've mentioned, credentials.
Credentials. Online with the BBB, very easy. Mm-hmm. Type in the contractor's name. Now, the Better Business Bureau is required by law to keep a record of members and non-members. Any business that they're made aware of will have a reporting period for 3 years. Look it up. You'll be surprised what you may find. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to find a clean record. If you find one, you've really got somebody well. If there is a negativity on the record, discuss it openly.
Right.
Open communication. Ask the contractor what happened.
Mm-hmm. Might have been.
And then judge him by his response.
Yeah. And might have been like 2006, 2005.
Exactly.
It might be back there, and it might be something that has been rectified since.
Oh, exactly. Right. May very well have been. Judge him by his response.
And you talk about playing matchmaker.
Yes.
Because in a lot of cases, you just might not get along, right?
So much more. You have to look so many layers deeper. It's not the price. It's not the job. Do you like this individual? There's so much more involved. Is he polite to you? Is this somebody you can have around your home? Trust your gut instinct. Above and beyond pricing, above and beyond anything else. It is matchmaker. It's a dating period. Put a lot of time into it.
And also insofar as estimates are concerned. But that's a really huge one because in a lot of cases, I mean, in a great number of cases, you open up a wall. Anybody who's tried to do some of this home reno stuff on their own, you open up a wall in a 120-year-old house in this city. You know,
it's a can of worms.
I've found, you know, lines for gas lights.
Exactly.
And there's, you know, knob and tube. Forget about it. It's in just about half the homes in the lower section of this city. So you never know what you're going to come across. So when you give out an estimate, Bob, what is it? What do you qualify it by saying we may go above this? Do you have regular meetings and say here's where we are so far? How do you
communication is first and foremost. All of my estimates state there we may come upon unforeseen circumstances. I don't just finish and throw them a blank bill at the end. They're billed for what we're going to do in the case of opening something up. If something comes up that wasn't expected or unforeseen, nothing is billed. We have a meeting. Mm-hmm. We address it. We discuss it. X amount of dollars to bring in an engineer. That is billed. We bring in an engineer. We bring in a city inspector. We're on a job right now in Hamilton where what we've opened up has been the biggest can of worms I've ever seen in my 6 years in the business. It's a learning experience. We have an engineer on board. We have a city inspector on board. Week to week, the homeowner is surprised of what is happening. There are no surprises. You never just finish the job and say, look, it was $6,000 more. Surprise.
Right.
They can surprise you back and say, well, we're not paying for it. Then
That's
they should
right.
not be billed for it.
Yeah. Here's the number of my lawyer. Surprise. Yeah,
exactly. It's all about communication, and that's lacking. That is very much lacking. That's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, a chance to give back, a chance to give homeowners an idea of what is going on in their homes when they're at work, the good, the bad, the nasty, the honest.
I want to tell you about where the profits are going to go from this book as well. As a matter of fact, if you went to our Experts on Call page today at talk820.com, you'll see a picture of Bob. It also links to his website and also to where you can buy the book. But we're going to take a break before we come back because it's a great story about it. 12:45, this is Experts on Call. Just Ask Bob. Bob Asadorian here from RRR Contracting with a book called A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, answering your questions. Questions as well. More after this from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. And if you go to talk820.com right now, and you'll see at the top where it says On Air Now, just click on Experts on Call where it says Experts on Call. It'll take you to the Experts on Call page, and you can find out a little bit more about our home renovation expert, Bob Asadorian, who joins us from RRR. And he will answer your question at 905-645-3200, 1-877-820-2426, #820 on your Bell Mobility phone. But we were just, when we went to the break, wanted to talk about the fact that the profits from the book, you actually don't want any of the money that comes from this book, which is A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom. The book for you is a labor of love because you want homeowners to know what they should be looking for in a contractor. But at the same time, you met a special little girl that changed your life a little bit.
Yes, yes. Obviously, being in this type of business, you can imagine everybody wants something, whether it's family, whether it's friends, contributions, donations. My answer has always been no. I mean, various charities, the money always doesn't go to the source. 2 years ago, I made a promise to Trevor Bouchard, co-author of the book, that I would come down and meet a very special little girl. Out of over 200 applicants to the March of Dimes Canada for barrier-free home renovation. This is nothing fancy, nothing you'll see on television. This is practical work to make the home barrier-free. Now, I went down to Guelph, Ontario to meet the family, and at that time we were there under the premise of more applications, more paperwork.
Right.
But in reality, she had won. She was one out of 200 applicants that was deemed to receive this home renovation accessibility makeover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the little girl was just amazing. I fell in love at that point. I told Trevor, not a worry. I'm in. Tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would have wished, I would have liked to have been able to have more time to go, but I did go as often as I could, made it fit in my schedule, canvassed the big box stores here in the city, brought some materials as well. We helped facilitate making the home barrier free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the number one reason why we've chosen as an inspiration to hers, as a payback. We'd like the funds to be donated, proceeds from the book, to the March of Dimes Canada. The problem is approximately, see, these home barrier renovations, they're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 95% of people that require them cannot afford them. They're low-income individuals or households or families. The ones that can afford it, I mean, all the power to them. They don't care. Blank check, do what you have to do.
Right.
Now, the March of Dimes Canada, they can't afford to help everybody. There's a waiting list that can be up to 5 years. That's why it is so, so very important, even in new home construction. But again, that's legislation. Government will need to be changed to accommodate that.
Right.
Homes need to be made barrier-free. So it's very, very important. I mean, I urge everybody, it's twofold. The book will help you. Read the book before hiring any professional or having anybody come into your home, and it's another win-win. The proceeds will go to the March of Dimes Canada to help everybody with their barrier-free design renovations or modifications.
And you are considered a certified barrier-free contractor.
Yes, that is an internal designation through quickcontractors.com. That's the company that my co-author owns.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was his company directly in partnership with the March of Dimes that facilitated this barrier-free home makeover for the family in Guelph, Ontario.
You're right. I have a sister-in-law who's in a wheelchair, and she complains often about places that are simply not accessible. There's
exactly.
a lot of you would like to see new home builders. You would like to see all new
minimum
home contractors.
Standards for doors.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Some of these bathrooms have doors that are 28 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You get old, you have a walker, you have mobility issues, you have to move.
Right.
Let's build the home first. Let's build the home right the first time.
Right.
There'll be no need to move.
So you don't have to jury all that stuff
exactly,
afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk about understanding how your contractor thinks. This is another chapter in your book, which
yes.
I found interesting. And it's coming from a professional musician background. There are a lot of things that are very similar to a person who is basically, you're basically self-employed. Right? And somebody, when they say, well, why are you charging me this for that? Well, okay, I don't get paid vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm self-employed. I don't get sick leave. Right. I have overhead as a musician. You have overhead costs. You need to buy the best equipment, best tools possible to do the best job possible.
You're only as good as your tools.
And you're in the same position.
I mean, for example, let's look at an average homeowner. Let's assume $15 to $20, $25 an hour they're earning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they extrapolate or they work out from the contractor's quote that this contracting company is charging anywhere upwards from $100 an hour. There can be some misunderstandings. I mean, the homeowner can be like, whoa, whoa, what's going on here? But they don't realize for their $15 to $20 plus an hour, they're covered sick benefits, employment insurance, shortage of work, layoff. If their employer goes flat or broke and doesn't pay them their final pay, they can collect from the government. There are insurance, WSIB, it's all covered. Everything is covered for them. As a contractor, or for that matter, any self-employed individual, if we can't collect the debt, that could put us out of business.
Mm-hmm.
It could cost us more to collect the debt. The government doesn't step in to collect it for us.
That's right.
Insurance, we have to pay for it. If we're laid off, shortage of work, we don't have anybody covering that for us.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary costs. Your average tradesman or contractor can be compared to an equal corporate figure. There's an infrastructure to pay for in order for us to operate in an efficient manner to provide quality workmanship.
Absolutely. Also, on top of all that, if you are injured on the job, of course, you've got WSIB, so you're
yes.
looked after. I have a friend who, and I want to go back to my musician tie-in here, and that is he was a singer for a living, got throat cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, so, I mean, you know, he had friends who held a benefit for him to help him pay his bills because, of course, all that time as he's trying to recover from that, he's or esophageal cancer is actually what he had, but it affected his throat and it affected his ability to do anything. Obviously, it was cancer.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of benefit concerts held for contractors.
No, none at all. And in my case, for the first 2 years, I operated without disability coverage for the simple reason that I had to work 2 years to save up the money to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
24 months after being in business, I could afford the premiums, the monthly premiums for disability insurance. Now, if I'm injured on or off the job, the money will be there to cover me. But my employees separately, they're covered under the WSIB. But again, it's so important that homeowners, they understand that we have an infrastructure and set costs to pay so we can operate in a high level of efficiency. That's why the quote is what the quote is.
Right. Okay, so before we run out of time, because you can see it's already just a couple of minutes before we have to go to commercial here, let's talk a little bit more about the detail of the home renovation tax credit. People have to understand that you have to have a qualified person perform this work, or you're not going to be able to get the tax credit. And I can see a lot of people getting stung here because they may try to take the work on themselves or have someone who's not qualified to do the work and then not be able to get that money back.
Exactly. Out of all the questions we've received, the most common question that comes in the masses is, can I go out and buy a few windows, for example, have my brother-in-law install them? Of course, I'm paying my brother-in-law, so can I claim the entire amount? The answer is usually no. Is your brother a valid business? The way the government states it is, are you dealing with somebody at an arm's length?
Right.
Now, your brother-in-law, your friend, whoever, they must have, if it's required, a GST number or at least licensing, be a valid business, then yes. If not, the simple answer is no.
Right.
You have to put it into a proper licensed contractor.
And they can't be a dance instructor.
Exactly.
Who's putting a wall up in your house for you.
Now, well, they're smart, the government, because this gives this pushes down the underground economy.
Right.
I mean, we don't want to rise in the underground economy by doing it this way. So, again, it has to be a proper licensed contractor. Your brother-in-law won't count.
We are out of time. And and I knew this was going to fly by just because of the nature of your ability to converse. So Bob Assadorian is going to be back 2 weeks from today. Today, all day, if you didn't get a chance to ask a question, if you want to find out more, you can go to the Experts on Call page on the schedule. Just click on the Shows and Schedules page at talk820.com. Go down to 1230 Experts on Call. Find out more about Bob. Go to his website, Triple R Inc., and you'll find out more. Thanks for being here. We'll do
this
again soon.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
All right. This has been Experts on Call, 1257. Back with the big show after the break. And, of course, news next with Robin Foley from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.